got some money to spend tonight.
Ah, as the great Matthew McConaughey would say, all right, all right, all right. It's Friday. You got to get busy living, right? L-I-V-I-N. I was reading about Matthew McConaughey. So that I'm kind of channeling it. But I think we're getting in the spirit, right? And we are going into the Halloween weekend. It's also the last weekend of Arts October month. So, folks, this is kind of one chance for you to get your entertainment on. Let's find out more from Jonathan Tobin with Peak Radar. Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon. Sorry, I'm not Matthew McConaughey. I'll work on that for next week. See if I can get him to call in instead.
Well, you know, we all do our best, right?
But you're absolutely correct. It is the final 48 hours or so of Arts Month. So artsoctober.com for last minute experiences or things to check out. And I've got one Arts Month event, and then as you mentioned, it's obviously Halloween, and so a few Halloween-related events as well of the five that I'm going to talk to you about this morning. The first is that Arts Month event. Stargazers Theater and Event Center is hosting Live Blues, and it's this evening, in fact, at 7 p.m. There will be two local bands that will be performing, the Cleveland Experiment and the Springstown Shakers. Obviously, with Stargazers, they'll have social distancing, and you purchase a pod of four. So maybe grab a friend or two or three and go check out some blues this evening at Stargazers. So that's the first one. Tomorrow at the Carter Springs Pioneers Museum, we have sort of an Arts Month Halloween combo. The Carter Springs Dance Theater is hosting a Halloween hip-hop family class outside of the Pioneers Museum, where you can come dressed in costume and ready to learn the iconic classic dance Thriller. So a fun afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Pioneers Museum out on the lawn, where there'll be giveaways, treats, and beats for the whole family as you learn the family-friendly public hip-hop class dance with incredible Ron Jules is going to be there to help folks learn the Thriller dance. In Woodland Park at the UPass Cultural Center tomorrow, they're having costume cornhole. So there'll be a large indoor cornhole tournament, and you'll be able to celebrate Halloween in that way, too, and limber up to get ready to do your best cornhole. You'll have different teams that can participate, along with cash prizes will be given to the top three teams, along with a prize for the best costume. So in Woodland Park, that event tomorrow. And then the final two, Olympic and Paralympic Museum is now open, and from today through Sunday, the museum will have a fun day of Halloween and on Halloween where all kids in costume under 12 get in free to the museum. There will be photo ops, prizes, candy, all sorts of fun at the Olympic and Paralympic Museum. So if you haven't been, that's a good opportunity to get on some costumes and check it out. And then finally, one thing that's been going on since the summer, but I wanted to mention again, the Pioneers Museum has this Story of Us exhibit. And one of the things they've added during all of this is Why is for Your COVID-19 Story. So they're asking folks to submit their experiences and sort of what we've been through locally as part of everything that's happened over the past several months. And so it's a fun opportunity to connect with the Pioneers Museum and, tell your story in a manner that, could be remembered as part of the Story of Us exhibit or just preserved in the Pioneers Museum Permanent Collection. A few fun remaining Arts Month events, some good Halloween events, and lots of shenanigans as always over the weekend, Shannon, as you know.
Shenanigans would be it. And I would guess if you are driving or walking around downtown, don't be surprised if you see any Thriller-like zombies making their way through downtown.
Yeah, especially close to the Pioneers Museum tomorrow afternoon. Oh, man, there's going to be more zombies than real people, probably.
All right. All right. Do we have the music, TJ?
Oh, perfect.
All right, and with that, we'll say goodbye to Jonathan Tobin. Some great ideas for Halloween weekend. Thank you so much, Jonathan, with Peak Radar. You can find out more at peakradar.com, peakradar.com/virtual. Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon.